Joined now in the studio by Lydia Lavelle, the mayor of Carrboro. Good to be with you again. It's been a while.
It has been a while, but I'm happy to be here with you also.
Yeah. So a couple of things going on in Carrboro that we want to talk about. But first of all, just a reminder that early voting got underway yesterday across Orange County. Continues today, tomorrow, and all next week. So a good reminder to people to, if you haven't already, and about 350 people did yesterday before everyone else, get out to vote.
Yeah, and I just came from Carrboro Town Hall, where I had several meetings, and was talking to the folks there, one of the early voting sites. And, you know, maybe you've announced this already, but I know yesterday they had 65 voters.
65, yeah.
When I left today, they already had 51. And said it was really pretty brisk, you know, not much downtime at all. And also, there are some new machines this time. I you know, kind of for those that are kind of geeky and want to know that, it's a new voting machine. And the area where you stand up and kind of do your voting, they have these new kind of fancy ways of accommodating a lot of folks to be able to stand and do your voting. And anyway, there was a lot of excitement at the new machinery and the new system.
Awesome. Do you know, and I know if you're in Orange County and you want to go to the polls and vote, you can go to any one of those four sites and they'll have the ballots for you. If you're a Hillsborough voter, you can go to Carrboro. If you're a Carrboro voter, you can go anywhere. So are these Carrboro voters for the most part who are at Town Hall?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. And I think she was getting a mixture because, okay. You know, at first I started to say, oh gosh, you know, and of course most of them are only voting for school board. And then I remembered, oh yeah, it could be anyone.
Indeed,
she said that they were having to kind of actually tell some people, you know, this is because of where you live, this is who you can vote for, because, you know, a lot of folks still are not quite sure where the boundaries are for school board or even, you know, aldermen or council. So mm-hmm. It's I think they do a lot of educating during these early days leading up to general election day when everyone votes their own precinct.
But that is good. I mean, we're talking about the Carrboro election isn't really much of an election this year because you're running unopposed. The three alderman candidates are running unopposed too. But the school board race, which includes Carrboro, is very contentious. 8 strong candidates, only 4 seats, and endorsements going every which way, and everyone supporting everyone, and have no idea who the front runners even are. So this is going to come down, by all accounts, to the wire. So it's good to see mm-hmm. Carrboro voters turning out, even just for that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm glad the numbers are up. Right, given that, as you say, we don't have the contested elections in Carrboro. So
early voting again, 4 different sites around Orange County. Chapel of the Cross is the new one on East Franklin Street downtown. That's the one close to campus. Seymour Center on Homesteader Road. Carrboro Town Hall, as we've mentioned, and the Board of Elections office in Hillsborough. Same-day registration is available, right? So if you haven't registered to vote this year, at least, you can still go to early voting and register on the same day. And you don't need a photo ID, right?
You do not. But, yep. You know, the sign says photo ID, and then I think it says required, and then in small print it says starting next year. So it kind of, it made me a little nervous. It might make some folks nervous. But
yeah.
I think most people have gotten that message.
But you don't need the photo ID this year.
Right.
Are they? Do you know if they're checking? Because I know when I voted last year, I voted at the Durham Elections Office, and they were asking people if they had it just to make sure that they were ready for 2016.
I think that is supposed to be the practice,
yeah.
So I think they're doing that.
Okay. So speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, early voting underway. Coming up tonight, I mentioned Stories Under the Stars at Weaver Street Market a couple minutes ago. That starts at 5 o'clock and runs till 7:30. But there's another event at Carrboro Town Hall that I know you wanted to talk about, Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, because, you know, I got really excited when I thought about the music and Stories Under the Stars because I think the bicycle ride could maybe go by that,
could
which would be
it,
kind
right?
of fun.
Yeah.
So this is an event that the Carrboro Bicycle Coalition actually did last year. They did it a little later last year. I think it was in November. And I actually think it may have had even a decoration theme. I recall some folks with like Christmas tree lights like around their bodies. This is slightly more scaled down this year, a little bit earlier. So I don't think it'll be completely pitch black when the ride starts.
Mm-hmm.
But they're encouraging folks who would like to get on their bicycles and go to Town Hall and between in the parking lot, kind of in front of Town Hall near the bike corral. And between 5:30 and 6:30, they'll be there gathering and putting lights on bicycles. They'll have lights there for people that don't have lights yet for their bicycles and just kind of, you know, talking and visiting and socializing. And then there'll be a short 3-mile cruiser ride that'll begin about 6:30, be led by one of our police officers and kind of go through the town. It kind of goes down toward Chapel Hill and then kind of winds back around and comes back up through Franklin Street. I did it last year. It was a lot of fun. And so I hope folks, you know, if you get a wild hair, get on your bicycle and come out and join us on that. It's kind of nice to bikes ride on the streets in the evening and in a fairly safe fashion. Last year we also had, you know, kids, so it's safe. And as I said, we, you know, we might be able to be going by Weaver Street and maybe hear some ghost stories and stop off and have some hot cider or cookies or something. So,
awesome. So that's tonight. Gather at 5:30. The ride starts at 6:30, and it's free. It's family friendly. It's a lot of fun. And it's also a really important event, too, especially as we get towards the fall and as we get to the end of daylight savings time and we fall back and all of a sudden the sun starts setting at 5:30 instead of late at night. So people who are riding around on their bikes, if they're doing it in the evening, it's going to be dark out and it's going to be really difficult for people to see them if they don't have light. So
especially that crossover hour, Aaron, you know, kind of where it kind of still seems light, but then before you know it, it starts getting dark. And that's the time, you know, where it's really just as important to have your light on, not just your headlight on the front of your light, but even the light,
the
back blinking. And I know also last year there were some folks out there, I imagine they'll be out there this year, with some reflective tape and reflective stickers that you can put on your bicycle helmets, you know, and you know, there are wristbands, things you can put on your legs, just anything that will help you light up and be safe, you know, be more visible for any cars that are around you or folks even that are walking out in the middle of the road, you know. So it's good to be visible.
Absolutely. And I've had this experience that I know anyone else around the community has. If you're a driver in a vehicle and you're driving up on either a bicyclist or a pedestrian, you can get really, really close to someone on a bike or someone who's walking on the side of the road. If they're not wearing any reflective anything or they don't have lights, you get really close to them before you see them.
Yeah. No, it can be dangerous. And there's also, it's actually a law that you have a light on at night. And the lights that they'll be giving out tonight are adequate, but for folks who really like to bike a lot at night, it's best to get a really high powered kind of light that shoots out light, you know, way far ahead of you at one of the local bicycle shops, and you can really tell the difference. But you know, something is better than nothing, certainly.
Absolutely. Well, that comes up at 6:30 tonight. Everyone's gathering at Town Hall at 5:30. You can go there, get your lights on your bikes, and that cruiser ride begins at 6:30. 3 miles again, fun, free, family friendly. Everyone can come out for that. Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and before we let you go, there's an event coming up next Thursday, right? And Carborough dedication for new town signs that we've been talking about.
Yeah, so anyone who's been kind of just paying attention around town and seeing, like, you know, a lot of holes and shovels and things. We had the first new sign, I think, to be put up was in front of the farmer's market. And now we have the sign finally put in front of, and also by the fire department. We also now have our sign put in front of Town Hall. And then the one on the other end of Carborough, kind of down near St. Paul Church, which is right on the, actually, it sits almost half in Carborough, half in Chapel Hill, at the far end of town, past Jesse's and the Hampton Inn. So what we're going to do is gather at that sign on Thursday around 5:30 or so. And then from there, like, have a little announcement, meet with the church folks, because they were really helpful in helping us get that sign set up there and in the kind of the maneuvering and landscaping and so on. And then we're all going to walk down or bike down or ride down or whatever to Town Hall and kind of see the sign there and then perhaps have, you know, some refreshments. So encourage anyone in the community who wants to join us for that occasion.
Next week, Thursday, the 29th, you can come out for that. Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thank you for joining us. And what else is going on in Carborough? I'm still recovering from my week off last week, and then Margaret Spelling's happening today. I've been just sort of preoccupied with that.
Well, I'll tell you, here's what's really unusual, Aaron, is because, you know, now it's early voting time, right? Mm-hmm. So we actually have a 3-week period without meetings. So we had a meeting Tuesday.
Is that why? I saw the meeting got canceled, but yeah.
So we had our meeting last Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So now the meeting coming up is canceled for early voting. The following Tuesday then is Election Day.
Right.
So we won't be back until the Tuesday after Election
Day. It's a nice time off, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's unusual time off. Yeah. We're still very busy, but when we come back, we'll have, you know, 3 or 4 meetings to get a lot more work done before the end of the year.
All right, sounds good. Lydia Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.